the Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenci. Man, we've got a lot of stuff going on in the sports world, including the fact that Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder are going to fight for the third time. Wait. I don't care. NBA playoffs, I do care about. The Washington Wizards. How about the Wizards? Nobody beats the Wiz. Nobody. Or at least not the Indiana Pacers. As I'll tell you what, the Washington Wizards did something that the Edmonton Oilers and Toronto Maple Leafs unable to do. Win a big game as Russell Westbrook and Bradley Beal step up and get it done for the Wizards. You know, and I'll tell you what, man. Hell of a job, man. Hell of a job. Yeah, Brooks ain't going to get coach of the year, but, like, really. Like, the Washington Wizards are in the playoffs, man. And, like, who do they have? Name five players on their team. Like, all right, you got Beal. Okay, all right, everybody, Bradley Beal. I kind of know him, right? The guy that's always nearly traded all the time. And the best part is, too, God, I hate people. So I saw somebody the other day said, it's very important for Washington to play well in this play-in tournament to convince and, like, to make Bradley Beal not want to get traded. It was one of the L.A. guys, all right? It was one of, like, the L.A. types. It was important. Hey, jackass, why don't you stick to kissing LeBron James's ass and let the big boys handle the East Coast stuff? And the fact of the matter is, Bradley Beal loves Washington. He doesn't want to go anywhere. Bradley Beal could have been traded a million times. You know how many packages? All right? The Washington Wizards have seen more packages than Jenna Jameson have for Bradley Beal over the years. All right? He doesn't want to get traded. Bradley Beal's one of these dudes. He's real. He's gangster. He's like Dame Lillard. He goes, I don't chase. He goes, my job is to get it done for Washington. Hey, now they're in tough though. Right now, they're in real tough. All right, so we got a full house here. Teddy Covers is going to step up and in and kick it with us. We've got Big Card Julio Rosario throws it down. And Arash Makazi talk some Laker basketball. Bradley Beal, maybe he wants to be on the Lakers. No, he's happy on the Wizards. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
Seriously. We do this 24 hours a day, every day.
It's real.
And it's here. We've got to come up with a better name for it than fantasy sports. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
As you continue listening to Sports Grid, ask yourself
and be honest.
Am I listening
enough?
Probably not.
16 hours a day.
That's all we ask. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Hey, whoa. Want to come with me and Wally to the Super Bowl?
Oh, absolutely. My favorite team's in it. The Atlanta Falcons. Yeah, ever since I was a boy, I've always loved the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, they're good, but I wouldn't count out the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, I hear that President Clinton is going to be watching with his wife, Hillary.
You know what you don't. You say you will, but you won't.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. Throwing it down on a Thursday night throwdown, Sirius XM Channel 204. So the craziness has begun, man. NBA play-in tournament continues. The Washington Wizards punch their ticket. We've got a line for game one. They're taking on the Philadelphia 76ers now. And I'll tell you what, like losing to the Boston Celtics was the best thing that the Wizards could have done. Like, it really is. Like, you know, the Wizards have a better chance against the Philadelphia 76ers than they do the Brooklyn Nets. Now, how much of a chance do they have against the Sixers? I don't know. I'm sure Teddy Covert's going to tell us absolutely none. He's going to tell us how the Phoenix Suns suck and how they're screwed. But we do have a lot of historical stuff going on. Craziness in the National Hockey League. All right, I think we're lining Teddy up. Matthias is in one of our master controls right now. Yang's actually not in the pit in New York. He's in Florida at a gun range. Yang, like, brought the mixing board and everything. Yang's, like, popping caps as we speak. Do we have Hainser? Did you say we have Hainser? Or what's... because I know we also have fake Hainsers out there as well, right? And as I stated earlier, no offense to Hainser, but... I got to tell you, though, we've got to do something about, like, the sound here, bro. Like, honestly, like, in Vietnam on, like, the TV and MASH and stuff, the MASH days, they can hear better. Like, it's beyond pathetic. I don't know if you got, like, a soap opera going on in the back. It always sounds like, I don't know, like I said. I can't, like, it's a real problem, actually, that I don't complain about, but I'm complaining about it now. Yeah, the sound sucks, but I understand we have Teddy on right now. Let's dance, Teddy. Teddy! What's going on, Teddy?
Yeah, I'm ready to dance, dude. You ready to dance?
Yeah, I'm ready, Teddy. I'm ready to go. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
Teddy, wager talk in the house. Now we're fired up, Teddy. I'm sick of the crap-ass communications that we have, number one, but I'm fired up, part two, for the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs. They're off the hook so far. And the NBA, man, listen, that delivered last night with LeBron James with the big shot. The Wizards step up, a hell of a story. The Wizards actually getting into the playoffs, a two-man operation for the most part throughout the year. They actually make the playoffs. Now they get the Philadelphia 76ers. It's go time. NBA playoffs are here. So let's start off, Teddy, from a historic, just a weird, I'll start off with the Wizards here. Only because I saw the opening number at FanDuel and it was 6.5. And I was somewhat surprised that it wasn't a little bit higher. I know somebody that actually is a very sharp analytics, computer-driven guy. And he just tweeted at me and he said, jump on that. That's not the, this number will only go up. That number's too low. I'm a Washington Wizard believer and backer. I haven't bet game one right now. But what's your initial impression of that number, 6.5, when I tell you that? 6.5.
It's short.
Especially for a one seed,
right?
That's
my initial impression. It's too short. I mean, here, I'm just pulling up my numbers.
Should be 8.5, 9?
My numbers is an 8. I've been a little bit higher on the Wizards than most people. Though I've got Philly... Power rate is the best team in the NBA. I got Philly as number one, and my number's 8. But I'm not giving full home court edges to anybody yet. And maybe I'm behind the curve on that. But my home court edge all year has been short of where I've normally gone. Normally I go 2.5, 3. And this year I've been going 1, 1.5, 2. And it's worked out just fine for me. But with fans in the stands and given the nature of the postseason, maybe Philly deserves to be 8.5, and a pure parity, but 6.5 short. The bottom line is that number will go up. It's one book that's posted. It's a rogue number. I would expect the market to be higher than that, the broader market. Yes.
So I just said before you joined us, Teddy, and I swear to God, tonight's one of these nights I'm going to snap, man. I got these stupid lights and these stupid studios and green screens and a bunch of crap. It's one of these nights. Thank God I've got a nice McDonald's chocolate milkshake here. Otherwise, I'm really going to start flipping tables. And I didn't even lose tonight. But I'm still just like, yeah, I'm on the edge, I can tell, right now. But I said, Teddy, right before you joined us, that if you're the Washington Wizards, things worked out perfectly for you. Losing to the Boston Celtics is better. Now, I don't know how much a reward getting the Philadelphia 76ers are. You just said you have them ranked number one in your power rankings. But from a style, would you agree, if you're Washington, wouldn't you rather play Philadelphia than Brooklyn? Brooklyn play the same style as you. They can run and gun with you. You know, it would have been insane. Now, like the totals and the pace of that series. Now, I totally get it. I like to look up the numbers and see, did Embiid just murder them? and, like, can they stop and beat in the paint? But I'm just thinking, if the Wizards run and push the tempo, can they take and beat out a little bit? So I'm not saying they can beat them, but do you think the Wizards have a better puncher's chance against Philadelphia than they would have against Brooklyn?
No. No, I don't think Washington has any chance against Philadelphia.
But, no, but I didn't
series,
say any chance.
Four games against
no,
them?
A better chance.
No.
A better chance than against Brooklyn.
No, because
I think you're overblowing Philadelphia a little bit, Teddy. A little bit. Like, what has Philadelphia ever done in the playoffs before, besides choke
and
cry?
All I have is a number in the this is what Philly did in the regular season. Yes, we are talking about a team that has no history of playoff, recent history of playoff success. I'm with
you. Well, you've come at me with Phoenix. I love you, Teddy. You've come at me with Phoenix with that. I'm just throwing it back at you with Philly. No postseason success at all, besides with the coach.
Different with Phoenix. Phoenix, no postseason experience. Philly, no postseason success. There's a difference between the two.
Yeah, I guess if getting swept last year's experience. But yes, I hear you. I hear you. I know. We're all fired up now. All right. Told you, let's dance. All right, let's play David Bowie on the way out, just for the contrast. Let's dance. Put on your red shoes and dance the blues. It's a Teddy Covers throwing it down with us. I'm all fired up here, Teddy, so I don't even know where to start. We started there. Let's just go in chronological order here. Memphis and Golden State. So let me just see, Teddy. I wonder who Adam Silver and the television networks want on TV. The Golden State Warriors versus the Utah Jazz, or the Memphis Grizzlies versus the Utah Jazz, which might be the lowest rated NBA playoff series in the history of the NBA. And say it's crazy that they'd want to bury a one seed. But so Golden State and Memphis, to the Memphis Grizzlies got a puncher's chance going into San Francisco on Friday night.
Yeah, they got a puncher's chance. You know, again, these two teams played, a week ago with the eight seed on the line at the time. And it was a tie game with 6 minutes left. You know, Memphis got punched early and punched right back. And then Steph made a whole bunch of plays down the stretch, which is the X factor for Golden State. But it's an interesting scenario, Gabe, because you talk about how the network's really rooting for the Warriors. You know, would you rather have Steph Curry or the Memphis Grizzlies for that first round series? No question. The network's room for the one side. On the other side, the books, I'm telling you, every dollar's come on Golden State. No one's bet Memphis. You know, the books are rooting against the networks here. They will be rooting heavily for the Grizzlies tomorrow night.
I look forward to your take on this, because I tell you what, and I know San Antonio are offensively challenged, but Memphis really were impressive defensively. Very aggressive young players, did a nice job, but they were hacking and fouling. They're not going to get away with that on Friday night. More with Teddy. Bring it.
There's a pandemic going on out there.
It's catchy.
It's called
The Winning Edge.
And the only place you can get it
is right here.
Get on the grid.
And stay there.
We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
As long as you can remember,
there's only ever been one thing in your life that's been there for you.
It's meant memories,
family,
friends,
and yeah, we'll say it,
fun.
Welcome to your home for talking sports.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
My name's Bobby, and I am an addict.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Bobby.
You know, you folks aren't here because you're gamblers. You are here because you are terrible gamblers.
Hey, Bobby.
These folks don't need to stop doing what they're doing. They just need to get better
okay.
at it.
All right, the late night anger management class. We're starting to get on track a little bit then now. We're starting to settle down. Like I said, shout out to McDonald's. Not a bad fake chocolate milkshake. not a bad. It's not real, but not too bad. All right, so shout out to everybody tuning in on SiriusXM, channel 204 right now. We got the great Teddy Covers throwing it down with us, and me and Teddy like to spar a little bit. So we're gonna blast through the games right now, Teddy. So like I said, I was impressed with the and you can find Teddy at Wager Talk, WagerTalk.com, Wager Talk TV. So Teddy, and you can follow me on Twitter at SportsRage. So I was impressed with the Memphis Grizzlies defense against San Antonio, but San Antonio are all a bunch of, like, you know, mid-range two-point jump shot old dudes. But they did step up and make plays. Yeah, let's be real. They're not going to get calls on Friday night, bro. All those hacks, and they were hacking the Spurs, Teddy. They were getting away with murder. Because as if they wanted the Spurs on TV. At least you got Ja Morant that's halfway exciting. But imagine Memphis and Utah is a train wreck. They're going to, you know, Memphis are going to have to go in there like a fight, Teddy. If they leave it to the judges, they're going to lose. I just see the Warriors bouncing back and the Grizz hitting the wall here.
Yeah, I mean, there's always the NBA TV series, dude, you know? Whether it's, you know, it's usually the Bucks against somebody, you know? I mean, the smaller market teams. And the Western Conference has a problem with that. Let's not kid around. You know, the Western Conference, you know, there's the two LA teams. There's the Warriors from San Fran. There's Dallas and Houston. And the other 10 teams in the West are all considered small market teams, you know? So, two-thirds of the West, the league is like, well, how do we put these guys on TV? It's a problem. I guess, I don't know if Denver or Salt Lake City are a real small market, but they're, you know, in comparison, they're smaller market squads. That said, you know, so the Western Conference always has issues with the series that the league has to relegate to the lesser networks or the less advantageous time frames.
As a Raptor fan, I know all about that, Teddy. Trust me, I'm aware.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm used to every Raptor playoff game being at noon on
Zapper.
Yeah. Yeah, Saturday afternoon, NBA Network. So, hey, the Bucks get that spot now. So, I don't know. I didn't sound like you're really ready to commit. I don't want to put you on the spot, but it's up to 4. It was 3.5, as you stated. Everybody's. Do you think this hits 5 by tip off tomorrow?
Yes. Yeah, if you like the Warriors, bet them yesterday. You know, bet them ASAP. This line can only go up, okay? I'm not sensing any market support, not public support, not wise guy support. I'm not sensing any support for Memphis. And Memphis, I don't think they go without a fight. I'll tell you that. I don't think the Warriors outclass them. And it's going to take Steph going nuts in my mind, the most important guy for Golden State, and maybe I'm crazy thinking it, I think it's Wiggins. You know,
I've been saying
Wiggins
the same thing.
Has to be the third wheel. You know, it can't just be Green and Curry. There's got to be a third guy, and he's going to have a good night for Golden State to win this game and win it by margin. Again, every game in the East has been a blowout so far. Every game in the West has been decided by 4 points or less. So, be aware.
So there's been some movement here, and Milwaukee are the new designation. So it's amazing. This is how crazy this NBA playoffs are. First time in the history of the NBA playoffs that a 7 seed is a favorite over the 2 seed in the series, like the Lakers are over Phoenix, so we'll get to that. But I was thinking, I'm like, man, you got Giannis, you know, what, 2-time MVP, guy's a stud, and they're burying him in the afternoon at 2 o'clock because they don't want to put him on TV. Milwaukee, they have all these big-time games and big-time markets they want. So I've heard a lot sort of split. Some people that believe that this is deja vu all over again, and Jimmy Butler this, and Jimmy Butler that, and Giannis is going to choke, and all that other stuff. And there's no doubt that there's a lot of pressure on Budenholzer. I don't see how this guy survives if they lose here. He's going to get fired. But I think they will survive. This isn't the same Miami team that was peaking at the right time last year, and Milwaukee was falling apart at the wrong time last year. Milwaukee are tougher this year. I'm not in love with their roster, but they are tougher with Jrue Holiday. I like the P.J. Tucker acquisition. They're a physically tougher, mentally tougher team than they have been right now. They got to go out there and prove it, but I don't think the Bucks are scared of the Heat. I think the Bucks beat them in the series. Been a little bit of line movement to spread. Am I crazy, Teddy? Didn't this open up at 6 game one? There were 5.5. Has it come down?
I mean, it's
4.5
been,
now.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, when we say where it opened, okay, that's a misnomer.
Yeah.
2021.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, their books.
Well, I use FanDuel.
Books it opened at 4. It settled at 5.
Yeah, I don't. Exactly.
But the broader market has moved from 5 to 4.5. The money has come for Miami. I mean, we're not talking crazy money. This isn't one of the biggest moves yet, but it's certainly, you know, the early money coming for the dog. Now, you talked about Milwaukee as being a better team this year than last year. And I agree with you. The bubble didn't suit them, okay? It didn't work out for them. It wasn't their MO.
Yeah.
But the biggest change, and you mentioned his name, Holiday versus...
Bledsoe.
And it's no comparison. Holiday's been better on both ends of the floor. You know, you look at a guy like their bench, which early in the season there were a lot of issues. You know, they lost some depth on that bench in the offseason. And the replacements didn't necessarily fit in right away. They're better now. But the issue in that series, in my mind, isn't Milwaukee. It's Miami. You know, what Miami Heat team do we see? Do we see the Heat team that was – and it comes down to three-point shooting. It comes down to the likes of Duncan Robinson and Tyler Hero and the like, who were insane from beyond the arc during their run of the finals last year. They have to be that good again if they're going to beat Milwaukee. And for most of the regular season this year, they wouldn't. But the Heat did play pretty good ball down the stretch. You know, wasn't perfect, but I would say they were playing their best basketball of the season over the course of the last 15 games or so.
Teddy Covers kicking with us, Wager Talk, and Wager Talk TV from Las Vegas, Nevada. So, Teddy, the Dallas Mavericks, and I am Gabriel Morenci, SiriusXM Channel 204. The Clippers wanted the Mavericks, essentially. They beat them last year, yet Kristaps got hurt in that series. The Clippers are laying 5 in this game. This has come down a little bit. What do you make of this series? Is this a case of the Clippers better be careful what you wish for? Can Dallas pull this off? Or was this smart thinking by the Clippers to match up with the Mavericks? How do you think the Mavs match up? Does the 5 intrigue you? Pretty short price here. Like, you see the pattern here, guys. The NBA, it's almost like, you know, it's not normal. Like I said, you got a 7 seed. It's favored over a 2 seed in the series. You don't see that. So even these powerhouse teams, Teddy, Clippers only -5. What do you make of that?
Yeah, I mean, there's only – when you think about the NBA game ones, all right, you don't usually see any lines below 5. And this year, so far, there's only one line above 5. Although, I mean, Philly, Washington's going to be there as the market opens on that. And obviously Utah versus the Golden State Memphis winner likely to be 5 or higher. But even 3 is historically very low for the first round of the playoffs. It's unique and bizarre. And of course,
normally there's like -13.5, Teddy. So I was going to say, normally in the first round is -13.5, -9.5, +11.5. You know what I mean?
Well, there's two different series where the game one favorite is the underdog in the series. You know, with Portland and LA both favored. And they're both dogs in game one and on the road in game one. So, and on the road in game 7 should have come down to it, which is, again, man, very unique.
Yeah, there's some wild, wild numbers here and stuff. All right, so I think the Bucks get it done against the Heat, guys. And, in fact, I already picked the Bucks to win Eastern Conference. I'm not turning back. Can't turn back now. Fear the deer, baby. So Milwaukee to get it done. All right, Mavericks and Clippers, so it's 5. How do you think they match up with them, Teddy, this time around? Like, were the Mavericks better last year? Like, who's better or worse type thing? You know what I mean?
So, I mean, Paul George came out and talked a lot about his mental health struggles in the bubble. You know, that team, and again, we're talking about both Milwaukee and the Clips. You know, teams where the bubble didn't suit them. You know, the bubble's gone now. It's a long way in the rearview mirror. And you can make an argument that the Clips are remarkably cheaply priced for a title contender at home for game one in the postseason.
Statement game.
We'll get the Clips A game. Clips A game meets the Mavs by a fair bit. Dallas is going to have their game where they're hitting threes. They might have 2. They might have 3. And Luka's insane. Doesn't matter what defense. He's unstoppable. But I think the Clips win the series, and I think the Clips win game one.
Yeah, you know what, you guys, you look at this number. Doesn't it feel a little flat here? And, you know, statement game one, Clippers want to come out and say, you know what, we're here to win the title. Come out hot, not flaky once again like they were sort of shaky last year in the playoffs. This is crazy. We're going to get into this with Arash Markazi later, but Kawhi Leonard's a free agent, guys. Oh, he's not leaving. He'll never leave. I don't know. Tell me if the Mavericks beat these guys right away in the first round. God knows what Kawhi does. He joins the Lakers just to terrorize us all. So we'll take a break. We'll get Teddy's thoughts on the other side. The Brooklyn Nets, and I'm liking the Clippers minus the 5 spot there. Brooklyn Nets are like 8 points to the Celtics. Prime time Saturday night. The late night anger management class continues. Bring it.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network, doing our part to spread the winning edge nationwide.
Get on the grid.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Your search is over.
You found it.
What you've been looking for.
The definitive culmination of the state of the art of sports talk.
This is the winning edge.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Welcome to the 117th dust-up between the snorting swine of Springfield A&M and the Springfield University Nittany Tide. Oh, doctor, break out the hickory switch.
Dear God. That's sort of just little, you know, you just can't clear your throat properly. It's almost like I'm choking, which is strange because I don't have a Toronto Maple Leaf jersey on right now. Let's just clear my throat. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci, Sirius XM, Channel 204, kicking it with Teddy Covers, Wager Talk, love talking sports, and bringing it with Teddy. So, Teddy, Boston Celtics, I said earlier, all right, well, I can't wait to get to the Wizards series talking, but I get it. You know, both these guys are in tough, but if you're Boston, I mean, dear God, what the hell do you do against Brooklyn? Like, Jason Tatum's going to have to score 87 points a game. And they'll circle. Like, how to Boston? And how about Brad Stevens saying, well, anyone knows, anyone's a fan of the NBA knows, like, they should win. Like, there was no confidence from Stevens at all. He set the bar so low here. But what do you make of this? Maybe you got something here. Celtics are +8 in game one, Saturday night, 8 o'clock Eastern time.
1-2-3 Cancun. You know, did anything that Boston do at any point this season inspire confidence in you? We were like, yeah, the Celtics team, they're just about to make a run. Yeah, if they could only – nothing that Boston this year did this year made give me any confidence in them to beat a good team. You know, Boston was a .500 team this year. And the markets kept on looking at the Celtics. No, no, they're good. Oh, they're just a step away. Oh, Boston's going to figure it out. They never figured it out. You know, and the other factor you got to consider, and this is very real for me, and I know this is true probably in the NHL as well. You're going to give me some NHL examples. But this is Celtics team. 3 years ago, they're in the Eastern Conference Finals. 2 years ago, they're in the semis. Last year, they're in the Eastern Conference Finals again. And this year, they have no chance. And they know they have no chance.
You know they're regressive.
You made deep postseason runs each of the last 3 years. I'm not convinced that Boston brings it, and I'm looking for spots to take Brooklyn in the series. I expect the Nets to win, and I expect them to win fairly easily. Maybe Boston can steal one. You know, but if you ask me, this is if I'm going to bet a sweep in a series, it's going to be this one.
Ooh, interesting. Let's get an exact series price. You know what's funny? Masai Ujiri, really funny guy, the GM, president of the Raptors. And he did like an end-of-season press conference on Zoom the other day. And he said I know a lot of fans were very upset that we didn't make the play-in tournament. And he goes, why? He goes, we play in for what? He goes, we play to win titles. We don't play to win and play in titles. And we weren't winning a title this year. No, what GM's going to say that, bro? right? He was just honest. Who cares? And you're right. Like, if you're Danny Ainge, you think he's excited right now? Oh, great. We made the play-in tournament. Now we get smashed by the Nets, right? It just makes my life worse, actually, right? You're almost better off not making the playoffs. It's just over with. Now, like, it's like every night, and then Steven's going to start thinking, I should have taken that $70 million from the Hoosiers.
No. Because then he's stuck there forever, and that's an untenable situation.
Teddy's
can't
like,
win
no, Teddy's like, no. I like that, Teddy, no. Let me get an exact series price here for a net sweep. My guess is probably about plus 360 or so. I don't think they're going to be giving the money away on this one. Like, I want to, you know, especially the Nets are a pretty big bet team, so... Brooklyn sweep. Oh, God. Plus 260, Teddy. Holy moly.
Ooh, that's not the number I'm looking for.
Wow.
Yeah. No. You were talking about, you were saying plus 360. I was in my mind, I was hoping for plus $5.
Yeah,
but we'll see what the broader market does.
All right. Yeah, exactly. All right. So, all right, let's keep it rolling here. Portland and Denver, which I think might be the fun series to watch. They're all pretty cool, but this is going to be the Lillard hits a shot at the buzzer. Jokic, oh my God, he blocked it! Like, it's going to be one of those series, Teddy. Don't you think? Is this sucker going seven games?
It has that feel right off the bat. It could. I mean, look, the winner of this series could do all kinds of damage. This is my question, all right? And this is why I'm not going to play game one in this series. I know that. And I'm not making a series bet prior to the series. But this is my question, all right? Because mentally, we've all viewed the Nuggets as an injury team, right? You know, and we know how the NBA playoffs work. The healthy team survive in advance, the injury teams go home. It's just simple. You know, you don't overthink that piece of the equation. And, you know, since they lost to Jamal Murray, et al., you know, and then Barton and Dozier, and you know, we've been like, all right, but this is an injury team. They're going home. But they kept winning, you know? And one of the strengths of the Nuggets compared to many teams is their depth, you know? I mean, Denver did go 10, 11, 12 deep all year. And, all right, they're missing some guys. So my question is Denver an injury team? You know, is it and I don't know the answer to that. I expect in terms of how the game. I mean, look, this is the it's Clippers or I mean it's Nuggets minus one at most books. There's a couple of pick-ems out there in the broader marketplace, but yeah, this is someone's going to hit a shot to win it at the end, and it could be, you know, maybe play some zigzag in this series. You know, loser of the one game, come back and play him in the next game. But game one, I do expect if there's a buzzer beater, you know, if there's a series going to have more than one buzzer beater, this is going to be that series. But they will be close games. We can count on it.
I tell you what, though, Teddy, from listening to you here right now, I think you can make an argument, and I agree with you. And it's funny. There's always a low-hanging fruit, right? And people that, you know, probably don't even watch the NBA every night. Well, no, you know, Jamal Murray's out, right? Like, so, like, oh, they're done. Like, they can't, like, well, have you watched them play without him? And another thing is there's a difference, too, Teddy, isn't there, between a player going down in the playoffs, like when the Warriors, oh, my God, Klay Thompson just went down. Oh, Durant's at, like, just, you know, right in front of you, and then you're adjusting on the fly, to the Nuggets that have been adjusting with life without Murray for about 6 weeks, bro. You know what I mean? So, I'm just saying, home court, you have the league MVP, a little bit of playoff experience and moxie, as we've seen in the past. Hell of an athletic basketball team. Even without the guys that they don't have, they still got some athletes here, Teddy. It's funny because I was thinking about Portland, but I don't trust Portland deep down inside, bro. Lillard's good and he hits buzzer beaters, but you know what I'm saying? Like, who's the better coach team? Who's got more grit here? Who can fight through this, Teddy? It's a pick'em with the Nuggets with home court and a game one even. I'm starting to think, like, Denver might be being undervalued.
They might be. And you can make an argument that the Nuggets are the most undervalued commodity out there. You really can. You know, this is a team that went to the Western Conference Finals last year that even without Jamal Murray in the lineup, they were phenomenal down the stretch. deep, talented. I'm with you. Play defense at a level that Portland can't. I'm with you on all that stuff. You know, and you know that Carmelo is going to jack up a bad shot, you know, to lose a game for Portland at some point. You know, you can count that loss in the books already. It's just how it is. I can't help taking pot shots at Melo after all those years in New York. But at the same time, it's a Blazers team that faced the abyss and rallied. And teams like that, we give credit for. It's a Blazers team. They're better. They're a veteran squad. Their full season stats don't reflect how good they are right now because they're healthy. Don't sell Portland short. I know they're not as good defensively as Denver. And I know that they don't have a joker in the low post. And then again, you know, you make a case that their low post, you know, their Kantis Nurkic combo is Jokic light. It's not like they're outclassed there. It's a good
Blazers team. That's why it's such a fun series.
But this is just my last point on Portland, Denver. It's just that you talked about it. You don't know if they've. This is a coin flip series. There's going to be multiple coin flip games, and it's priced that way. You know, it's just you can tell if somebody hits the shot or somebody misses the shot. That's going to be who wins or loses that game. And there's going to be so it's not a series where I see any legitimate discernible betting edge going in, even if Denver's an undervalued commodity, because you're not the only one that I've heard that has expressed that opinion. I'm not convinced of it.
Teddy Covers kicking with us. All right, Teddy. So we brought up the fact FanDuel. FanDuel is super quick, man, with these numbers. So like
love
immediately
it.
Immediately after the game. So boom. When I say opening numbers, I'm talking about FanDuel. So the second the game is over, I don't know, Teddy, within 3 minutes they had a number up. Plus 6.5. And I'll tell you what, Arturo, and I'll send you the link, Teddy. You'll like this guy. He's actually the guy, he's the head guy at Daily Roto Numbers. So he's basically like he's a computer guy, you know, power metric ratings, and he's got great power numbers. And he was the guy that tweeted me right away. And he said, jump on that now, 6.5. And he said, that's crazy. And like I said, so he's a real numbers guy, and you said the same thing, that you think this goes up here. So the Wizards get blown out in one game. I don't know, Teddy, it almost seemed like they knew, like they didn't care the other night against Boston. It was like, yeah, whatever, we're going to go back home, we're going to beat the Pacers or whoever we play, and we'll be whatever. And but now they go into Philly. You know, how do you think game one plays out? Did Philly just come out that statement game, sort of like the Clippers we were talking about? Because it is true, guys. You know, teams are on that championship mission, especially if you sucked in the playoffs last year. That game one, man, you want to come out and, like, punch the other team in the mouth, Teddy, right? Can the Sixers do this? And, you know, how do the Wizards match up with these guys?
So it's not... And this is one, again, that I've just started thinking about. I've not done research on Washington Philly yet. This literally is first thoughts on the series. And my thought process here is that I think Philly's the team to beat. And you ask me, what makes Philly different? Well, why do I think that? The answer is Tobias Harris. All right. Tobias Harris was a guy you're like, oh, yeah, you pay Jimmy Butler, or you let Jimmy Butler go to pay Tobias Harris.
Yeah.
Good move. Dumbasses, you know. And then Tobias Harris this year played like a star. And now that gives him a big three. And that's, you know, their big three is as good as any big three in the league, or better, with, you know, Embiid, Simmons, and Harris. And their depth has been phenomenal. You know, the Cork Mazes and Shake Miltons of the world for Philly has been game in, game out reliable. So I'm not, again, I look at the Sixers, and we've seen Doc Rivers do this before. First year with the team in Boston, they go to the finals and win a title. I'm looking at the Sixers as a one-way team. I'm betting on Philly, or I'm not getting involved. And 6.5, again, from a pure number standpoint, from a pure betting theory standpoint, when you know the number is going to go up, you know, and let's give a lot of credit to DraftKings for putting these numbers up as early as they do. In my mind, that number, it can only be, there will be Philly money. It's coming.
All right, we got a couple more minutes with Teddy, so we'll squeeze in the Lakers and Suns, although Teddy's going to say Lakers at 4. Maybe Lakers at 5. And I'm curious about his Knicks and Hawks thoughts. Bring it.
Remember, you can listen to Sports Grid on the radio, TV, satellite, or the internet. To make it any easier, we'd have to move in with you.
And nobody wants that.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Don't think of us as a place to just hear sports talk. Think of us more as an all-you-can-listen buffet of live odds, lines, matchups, injury reports, and news you can use.
Bon appetit.
We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
As always, the quickest 180 minutes in sports talk radio. Level one nearly done. We're in a three-minute warning, and man, time flies with Teddy Covers. You want more Teddy? You can get them right here on the grid, actually, and on SiriusXM, bright and early Saturday morning. And, of course, daily Wager Talk, Wager Talk TV. You can follow them on Twitter, of course. Easy to find, Teddy Covers. So, Teddy, a couple of minutes here. I wish we had more time, but let's squeeze it in. They're the biggest markets, but don't worry. We spent a lot of Rash McCaz. He's going to join us later. We're talking Lakers with him. Blue will join us tomorrow. We'll talk Knicks with him. But what do you think of the Lakers, Suns, and then Knicks and Hawks?
So I think the Lakers are going to beat the Suns in the series, and I have not yet decided if I should bet the Lakers now or after they lose game one, if they lose game
Interesting.
One. But I haven't bet the Lakers game one yet. I expect – look, I'm going to have Lakers in my pocket, let's be real. I'm going to bet Lakers before game one. I'm going to bet Lakers to win the series. But the money's coming the other way. There's been Phoenix money. Lakers ain't going out in the first round, dude, not the defending champs. Not against a team with no playoff experience. And when L.A. is winning games where LeBron, AD, and Dennis Schroeder combine to shoot 4-28.5, and they win the game and have a chance to cover at the end, you know, that's a positive sign moving forward, the Lakers. I have nothing but positive takeaways from L.A. Off the win against the Warriors, even though it wasn't their best game. I like the Lakers.
And the Knicks and Hawks, sort of like Denver and Portland, should be a hell of a series. Two very evenly matched teams.
Yeah, you know, it's a fascinating series, Knicks-Hawks. But if it comes down to which team can get a stop in the final minute, I trust the Knicks to do that a lot more than I trust Atlanta to do that. Really do. Good series. That's going to be a lot of fun. That's another one that you expect to go seven games. You expect one game after the next. One game after that to come down to the final couple of possessions.
Teddy Covers. Shout out to Mark Lawrence as well. Teddy Covers. Always good, Teddy.
Listening to the home of the winning edge.
It's easy to get.
Just keep it here. Get on the grid.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.